Well, good morning. It's 8 minutes past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. Bill Meyer with you. Are younger evangelical Christians really more liberal than their parents? Maybe not. Joining us to weigh in on this is Ed Stetzer. He's the Billy Graham Distinguished Chair of Church Mission and Evangelism at Wheaton College. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning to you as well. Thanks for having me on as always.
Well, before we dive into that topic, I got to tell us a little bit about your new role at the Billy Graham Center for Evangelism at Wheaton. A lot of folks know that you were with Lifeway Research for many years and just made a big move with your family to the Chicago area. This is an exciting new opportunity for you.
Well, we're excited about it. I'm actually here right now. I'm looking at the Billy Graham Center right now. And so we are still unpacking boxes, to be perfectly honest, but definitely getting there. And so I lead the Billy Graham Center, which we is part of Wheaton College. And our role and our goal is to kind of bring together Christians to focus on sharing the gospel, focus on God's mission, planting churches, global missions, all things that sort of relate and revolve around that. So, yeah, excited to be here. Sorry, a little cough there, and going to be the interim pastor at the Moody Church as well here in Chicago. So I'm trying to jump all into Chicago experience, and it's a good experience.
Not busy at all, huh? Interim pastor at Moody, leading the Billy Graham Center for Evangelism. Wow, I'm very impressed, Ed. I've got to ask you this: you did all that great research at Lifeway. I'm guessing that you're bringing some of that and many of those skills to your work at Wheaton.
Well, you know, the good work at Lifeway Research will continue. Scott McConnell's the new executive director there. We'll actually be doing research, but actually in partnership with Lifeway Research. We're actually finishing up a project with them now on best practices of churches with evangelism, and so we'll continue that partnership. We think it's been good for us, and we'll continue to see it be good for us, so we're excited about it.
Now, you recently wrote a fascinating piece for Christianity Today on the political views of younger evangelicals, and I think a lot of people might think, well, evangelicals who are part of the millennial generation tend to be much more liberal than mom and dad. But a study by a couple professors at Baylor found that really isn't the case. First of all, let me ask you, how did younger evangelicals tend to identify themselves when it came to political parties?
Well, overwhelmingly Republican, which is like their parents. A few percents less than their parents, but actually that's probably true. Regardless of whether or not they were evangelicals or not. And I should say this study was done, the Institute for the Study of Religion at Baylor, part of this. This was done before, and this is why I ran it, before the current Donald Trump phenomenon, because I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how that impacts things. I think statistically younger adults are less inclined to support Donald Trump, and that's just math there, so I'm not making a political statement across the network. And so it'll be interesting to see, but they tended to be almost just as Republican as their parents, which I think is very counterintuitive to a lot of the people who say, the next generation is more liberal. I don't think you can say that at this point, that they're a lot more liberal than their parents.
Now, 24% of younger evangelicals identified themselves as independents. Only 15% of older evangelicals said they were independents. That seems to indicate that maybe, and again, this research was done a little while ago, maybe younger evangelicals are more reluctant to identify themselves as Republicans. I'm wondering, as you talk to younger Christians, and obviously now you're interacting with a lot of them there on the Wheaton campus, what do they tell you about wearing the Republican label?
Yeah, well, to be fair, I haven't met a single student yet because they show up tomorrow. So I don't know.
You'll find out very soon.
My daughter's one of them.
Oh, your daughter's there. Oh,
so
great.
Soon I'll know that. So we should talk tomorrow, and I'll let you know. No, right. I work a lot of my relationships are with younger pastors, younger leaders, younger Christians. I think what you do find is, well, and it's tricky. If you asked me this 2 years ago, I would say there's still a discomfort. It feels to me a greater sense of discomfort with the Republican Party than there was with their parents. They tend to have a desire for more broader issues, things of that sort. You know, the justice and societal concern is a concern for them. However, what we find is that's true across the board. So what you mentioned with the increase of independence, that's not a uniquely evangelical phenomenon. I think that what probably is most interesting is is that actually the higher numbers still affiliate with the Republican Party? Because I think, well, here's the way the authors put it. I'm paraphrasing. Is that younger evangelicals are far more likely on politics to think like their parents than their peers. Hmm. And I think that's the significant finding of this, is that there's a bit of a sense that younger evangelicals have been brought along with the, you know, the millennial river, and they've been flowing downstream and moving away from party affiliation, or maybe moving more liberal or progressive. But again, and this study shows that younger evangelicals who are in church, now some evangelicals drop out of church, but younger evangelicals who are in church are far more likely to think like their parents than their peers when it comes to politics. Now that's just with party affiliation as well. As you know, as you've seen the study, is that it's actually even higher when you talk about conservative liberal contrast.
It is. What's fascinating to me is you look at this research, and when you look at the non-evangelical young people, their party, it's almost a flip. I mean, completely opposite for those who are not evangelical Christians, much more likely to be Democrats, much more likely to be liberal. It shows you. And do you think it's part of that is Christian worldview, or do you think more of it has to do with, well, mom and dad taught me this, believed me this, and spoke this into my life, and so I tend to go with mom and dad? Obviously, some people are going to rebel against mom and dad and go, you know, 180 degrees. But how much of this do you think is what they've, you know, incorporated into their life as far as Christian worldview and what they've learned in church versus what mom and dad taught them?
Well, you know, I think probably it may be reflective on some of what mom and dad taught them. I wouldn't be surprised if it's more on what the church taught them. And so what happens, particularly they're still in church. And so what we know statistically, and again, we don't want to get you letters and cards from across the network, but what we know statistically is the more you go to church, the more likely you are to be a Republican. And the less you go to church, the more likely you are to be a Democrat. Now, again, I'm not saying that there are no Democrats who are Christians, and I'm not saying there are no Republicans who are Christians, or all Republicans are Christians, or all Democrats are Christians. So please don't. People have a hard time talking about these things just objectively. But objectively, there is a correlation between church attendance and Republican affiliation, and a correlation between secularism and Democratic affiliation. So what you find is that this young next generation is more secular than the generations that come before. Now, I should also say that generations, as they age, as a researcher, we'd say their religiosity grows. So people start out more secular, more progressive at the younger ages. When they get older, they tend to become more religious, and partly, not necessarily immediately connected, but correlated, they become more Republican or more conservative. Now, younger evangelicals are an exception. They start out more conservative and religious, and those are probably related one to another. So I definitely think there's an impact on the environment in which they grew up, the church in which they attend. And again, you can just ask why. I mean, and any responsible pollster asks why. It's issues like life. It's issues like being pro-life in regards to abortion. And it's issues like, certain morality. And these matter to younger evangelicals as well.
Our guest, Dr. Ed Stetzer at the Billy Graham Center for Evangelism at Wheaton College. We'll take a quick break and be right back here at Faith Radio. Good morning. This is the Faith Radio Network. It's 19 minutes past the hour. Bill Meyer with Ed Stetzer from the Billy Graham Center for Evangelism at Wheaton College. Ed's been looking at some of this research from Baylor University about younger evangelicals. And we talked about the fact that they tend to be predominantly Republican, predominantly conservative, unlike what you might expect. A lot of people think, well, you know, those younger evangelicals, they're just gone left of left. No, it's not true. Now, when it comes to some of the hot button cultural issues, Ed, there's an important caveat that you mentioned in your article. This research actually was released in 2010, but it was based on surveys taken in 2007, so almost 10 years old now. It's safe to assume that in the last 9 years, young people, evangelical young people's views on homosexuality have changed dramatically in our culture. But what did the original Baylor research, you mentioned the life issue, certainly back when they did this survey, younger evangelicals had some very strong views on homosexuality and on marriage, correct?
Yeah, in both cases. And I would want to be cautious about overstating the shift in younger evangelicals to on, for example, even issues of same-sex marriage. I think that the Human Rights Campaign, which is a well-known LGBT advocacy organization, has called evangelicals the resistors on this issue. And so statistically, evangelicals are one of the few groups who are not moving on this issue. And I say, well, younger evangelicals, well, the more involved they are, the less they actually are actually engaging in this shift. For example, the Barna group has a kind of a definition of how they define evangelical, which is pretty much only used by them, but it's got like 8 points, and they found that that I think it was 92%, maybe 94%, 92-94% of evangelicals actually disagreed with the Supreme Court on the issue, including younger evangelicals overwhelmingly. So I think you don't want to assume. What I would say is I think that it appears that the church, how do I put this, that the church has a greater influence on younger evangelicals than society has, which I think is the opposite of what many people think.
Hmm.
So statistically, it appears that the church is the driving force. In other words, this is what we believe, and because we believe it, they sort of have this connection together.
That is interesting, and I think good news. Now, you mentioned in the article that rather than political views or party affiliation, the bigger issue is really that more and more younger Americans, more and more millennials, are declaring themselves as non-religious or checking that none box when it comes to religious beliefs. I'm sure that's something you're grappling with at the Billy Graham Center. What are some of the new ways you're thinking about evangelism in order to reach the millennial generation?
Yeah, there's definitely a shift, and we find this. The research we did, just I think some of it's already released. People can see like Religion News Service, Christianity Today. What we find is the percentage of people who are devout, probably most of our listeners, people like you and me, who are committed to faith, committed to church, actually the most recent Pew study has shown has remained relatively steady. As a matter of fact, it's remained relatively steady for decades, which is not, you know, the breathless headlines you hear that Christianity is dying. There's no real researcher anywhere who thinks that Christianity is dying or evangelicalism is collapsing. You know, all the things you've read from popular books, often by Christian publishers, but there's no math that says that. Nobody in the field actually thinks that. Just people who you know, crises sell books, but they don't fix problems. There are challenges. Okay, so the devout have remained relatively steady. What's changed is kind of the nominal or the generally positively inclined towards religion have become more secular. And so the shift towards secularism has been pretty substantive. And so, you know, the idea of the nuns, we call them, N-O-N-E-S. Not all listeners I think nuns like the nice ladies with hats who can fly, which they won't get unless they're over 50. But anyway, the flying nun, sorry. But for the nuns here are the people who, when they fill out a form, they don't say atheists. Most people aren't atheists. But they say none of the above when it comes to their religion. And that is a fast-growing category. According to the American Religious Identification Survey of college students, the nuns actually, the people who are non-religious or secular, is actually up to about a third of the population in college students, where in my generation, I'm in my 40s, it might be 10-15%. And so it's a pretty substantial growth. And I think this means, as you asked, this means we've got to learn how to evangelize secular people. The first book I read on the subject was by George Hunter at Asbury. But now, you know, a decade or so later, James Henry White has a great book called The Rise of the Nuns. I think it's the best book on sharing the gospel to the nuns, to secular people that's out there right now.
Great. And Ed, I know you and your colleagues, this is a very important issue for you, grappling with on a daily basis. And maybe we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks and find out more about what the Billy Graham Center has planned for the future. I think it's exciting. It's great to see you at the helm there. And we will be praying for you.
Thank you, my friend. Always good to talk to you. So thankful for the work. Ed, really the common connection to Billy Graham. So appreciate you for asking.
Thank you. 25 past the hour. This is Faith Radio.